Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Surprise! Brandy is no longer friends with Leanne. We're going to be talking about it tonight. It's The Real Housewives of Dallas, Episode 10, The Beginning of the End, right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Yes, and it's episode 12, kids. Thank you for the shout out and for this iconic song.
Yes.
Celebrating 10 years, hashtag blackout 10, tweet it.
Yeah, go Britney. Give me more. Iconic. Give me more, because we want some more Real Housewives of Dallas.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We want to see
especially
three.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
100%.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Well, we're here to talk about it. You know who we are by now. It's me. It's Grant's Rants.
It is. And I'm Rachel Robillard. Y'all can find me on social at @Rach_Robillard.
I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic, and join us on the live chat on YouTube.
And it's DJ Richie Sky, dressed as a wiener.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with this.
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
So appropriate. What was your inspiration for this costume?
Admit
it. I was channeling my inner Leanne.
Yeah, obviously.
I love it. I was so excited when he put this on in the studio.
I love it.
You're the best.
It's quite the surprise.
Yes.
It was.
So talking about, let's just, like, this finale, a good, strong finale for a great season.
Yes.
Like, let's just look at this season for what it is before we get into the recap. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this has been, like, such a great thing and full of so many twists and so delivering on every level for me. I loved this season.
Mm-hmm. I have too. It's been great. I love the drama. I love how it actually went full circle.
Yes.
Brandy and Leanne, you know, when we left them season one, they weren't friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When we come into season two, they are friends.
Right.
We're mm-hmm. leaving season two and they aren't friends.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like mm-hmm. it literally went full circle this year.
Literally.
Yeah.
So and as of now, she's not invited to the wedding. That's what the end mm-hmm. said. I'm like, whoa! I actually really liked. Sorry, I know we're kind of jumping forward, but Brandy at the very end when they say what they're doing now and what was her little ending thing. Brandy is taking space from Leanne and has stopped being nasty, except with Stephanie, who loves a nasty joke, and Brian, who likes it that way, as they try for their third baby.
those updates, though, what was with that music?
Right?
They had, like, this somber, like, ready for someone to stab someone to the music. And it was, like, these cutesy mm-hmm. play on words with this music that did not match. Like, that's an easy fix. Like, where was the Bravo note for that? Like, someone, that was a mess.
I also felt like the font was off, too. That's also just, like, my production.
Yeah.
Mindset.
I also, and I felt like there wasn't really anything, like, there wasn't much substance to a lot of those.
No,
and I was like, what's
mm-hmm.
really going on
right?
with these people?
Yeah. I totally agree.
So.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah. Hard to say.
But I haven't finished a season like this that I've enjoyed so much. Maybe because it only is 12 episodes, but
yeah,
I'm really enjoying it, like, up until the end. Usually I'm like, all right, let's roll up.
But you know what, though? It's kind of like a Netflix show where there's only, like, 12 to 13 episodes.
Yeah.
And then you're, like, starving for more.
I totally agree.
I'm kind of digging that, though.
Yeah.
You know, versus a season that just kind of drags on.
Uh-huh.
Then it kind of makes you really, really miss the wives. And I feel like the season is more impactful.
I believe that.
I agree.
How many episodes are there usually in Housewives?
Well, I think it depends. Like 18.
Yeah, usually 18.
Well, like Atlanta has a ton. They
right?
have like over 32. 20. And like that drags on forever. But I agree exactly what you said. Like, I want more right now. Like, I want to know what else is going on. So it's killing me now. So.
That's a good thing. I'm excited
yes.
about that. Because, it's like with Atlanta, I feel like it's like, and I like that show, but when it's over, it's like, okay, Atlanta
I
break.
Need a breath.
It's like, okay, It's like, I don't even want to, like, keep up with them, like, on social media. I'm like, okay, let me take a little bit of a break, and then it'll be fresh, you know? So.
And I wouldn't even mind 15, but I just think that when you get past 15, you're kind of like, you could be like OC and saving all the drama for the last two or three weeks, and you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
I just lost 14 weeks of my life.
All it does is benefit the production company because right. they are being paid for a certain episode order. But for everybody else who has to, you know, sit through all these shows and try to, especially for even the editors to try to, you know, find substance and put in the fillers. I mean, it's exhausting to watch, you know. Mm-hmm. It just, you lose people that yeah. way. Right? So this is, yeah, this was good. So let's talk about it. So Leanne is at her venue, which looked great for her upcoming mm-hmm. party. Yeah. And yeah. DeAndra is super excited and supportive and getting ready to put together a brunch, which is right? basically just with the housewives. Half of them don't even like Leanne, so that was kind of crazy yeah. that we're celebrating this engagement in a brunch form. But, you know, what do you think? There's going to be an edible cotton candy wall.
Love that. I love that.
The theme. What do you think of the theme of a carnival?
I thought the theme was appropriate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I personally would not want that theme.
No.
And I love how DeAndra was like, whoa, carnival theme? Like, are we thinking Cirque du Soleil? Yeah. Or are we thinking Iowa State Fair? Yeah. I thought that was great. Because yeah. I was thinking more State Fair vibes. Like, okay, are we going to have, like,
popcorn.
You know, yeah. Like, and, yeah. like, you know, games. You yeah. know, like the pop, the balloon, like how they got the proposal. That's what yeah. I was thinking. But it was more elegant.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
That was very elegant. So very impressive.
It's very beautiful.
Yes. So even Mama D approves of Rich and Leanne, but she has a date, right? Did I catch that?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, what?
I heard that too. Yeah. She told DeAndra, like, your mom is the only one who has an RSVP'd. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait, that's not Mama D like.
I know.
To not RSVP? And she had a date?
Mm-hmm.
I bet Mama D sent, like, some very expensive bouquet of flowers.
I'm sure she
right.
did.
I hope so.
I'm sure
right.
She
some
did.
Kind of present, yes. for sure.
So Leanne's mother is coming to this party that's coming mm-hmm. up. And you know, there's been estranged. And in typical Leanne fashion, it ended badly. It ended in a fight, like, 2 years ago, and they haven't spoken since. And her husband, or her future husband, is more nervous to see the mother, a future mother-in-law, than Leanne.
Yeah, right? They haven't spoken in about 2 years, they said?
Yeah.
Margaret is the mother's name. And it was interesting how Leanne was telling Rich, like, she's on her way, she's coming, and then he kind of, like, spits up, yeah. like, you know, funny, like, yeah. kind of jokingly, but at the same time, he wasn't joking, so... It kind of set the tone, like, okay, this is going down.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it also kind of, I don't know what y'all think, but I feel like family is so important in how you're raised. And I think, you know, a lot of people do feel like Leanne is a little all over the place, scatterbrained, you know, kind of like the villain of the whole show. And, you know, she just hadn't had, her, you know, like a mother figure, you yeah. know, like her parents. Mm-hmm. She just felt abandoned. And I feel like that is to... That's the reason why she is the way she is today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
And one other thing with Rich is I feel like even though he was nervous, he handled the situation so great.
Right.
Like, he's so
I love
wonderful.
Him.
I do
Rich is
too.
Great.
Yeah.
He's just amazing. Like, he was great when she entered and made light of the situation. I just loved how he interacted with her because I know he was nervous.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about the mother. She arrived. They haven't had peaceful communication in 20 plus years. And but they really, in my opinion, they really overhyped her, and I think that she was like this older woman who just showed up and was happy to be there. I yeah. didn't see like the
yeah,
monster
I,
that
I
she
felt
was
the same way. Right? I was kind of like, they saved this entire storyline
right.
for this whole one episode. I mean, yeah. the entire episode was essentially Leanne and her mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I guess they had to humanize her because of what was going to come later.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know, so I guess it made sense, but I didn't get what we were expecting,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
She came off a little nicer, exactly.
Yeah.
Nicer than perceived, and yeah, but I will say once they were home, that Leanne was talking about, yeah, let's go to therapy, it'll be a good idea, and did y'all catch the mom, Margaret, saying, yeah, this would be a good idea as long as we not kill one another.
Yeah.
Right. She mentioned, like, killing one another. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, that is a Leanne mannerism. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of interesting, like, how, I don't know how you're raised, how it's easy
that.
To,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
easy to pick up on what your True. Family members say and, you know, think mm-hmm. it's normal.
Yeah. So Stephanie and Travis, their renovations are underway at their house. Mm-hmm. They're renovating the elevator. I mean, like, sure. I mean, they're literally, like, tearing down walls and, you know, draining ponds or whatever to add these additions on, and they're worried about the elevator. But I mean, that house to me, why even bother? You know what I mean? If you have to do that much work to something and it's not at all family friendly and it doesn't have full rooms, like a family room, apparently it doesn't have a family room because mm-hmm. they have to build that too. I don't know. I'm still not really convinced that she's really moving into this, but I mean, it sounds like they are, but I don't know why. why they would sink $1.5 million to put into a house that's not ready at all for a family. Mm-hmm. Why bother?
Maybe because it's next door to Heidi.
Is it the right zip code? Is that what it is?
The right zip code?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know anything about Turtle Creek coming from Dallas? Do you know anything
about that? Yeah, it's a nice area. It's like a Highland Park area.
Oh, good.
And Preston Hollow. Those are like very nice, you know, Beverly Hills area. Beverly Hills of Dallas.
Is it like people are like fighting? Is there like a wait list to get into those communities? Is that why they took this house?
Not necessarily a wait list. It's like how much money are you willing to throw down?
Okay, I'm like trying to figure out like why this house? Like, why is it just because it's a good investment because it's a great neighbor and this was the only house on the market?
Yeah,
like,
because that's was it? Question. Yeah, Travis got that house from an auction too. Yeah.
That's what he
as
said.
I remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got that, and so like that they're selective too. It's not like many people move out and whatnot.
Yeah. He's like, oh, this house screams Vegas. I'm like, that's
not... Oh, my gosh, yes.
Not a good thing.
Not a good thing for two young boys right? they're raising.
Is that how you want to go to bed at night?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Lots house. Of partying and gambling in Vegas.
So, jeez.
Stephanie and Carrie get together for lunch. Randy joins in a minute. But Stephanie is questioning the health of Brandy's relationship with Leanne, and that, you know, that what happens between them spills over into her relationship. And, you know, I think Stephanie just needs to freaking get over it. That, you know what, she's going to have, if Brandy's going to be friends with who she's going to be friends with, and it's going to spill over because you're on a reality show.
Yeah.
When the show wraps, then that's when you can assess that relationship. But I don't think it's anyone's business about Brandy's relationship with Leanne. But this is what drives me crazy about these two, and especially Carrie. I mean, they can't sit down and talk about anybody or anything else. It's always directly about Leanne.
Yeah.
I think I was frustrated the most because I felt like it was mostly just to basically establish that Brandy's bad behavior was directed by Leanne. Like, you can't say that. Even when Brandy got there, she said, I own what I said.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I felt like that was a grown-up moment for her. Probably not what they wanted her to say.
Right.
But I felt like that... It's like she's the scapegoat. Like, you have to talk to your friend and talk to your friend as your friend, not because of whoever's influencing her, because then you give her little credit.
I totally agree. I think exactly the same thing. They wanted Brandy to blame Leanne. Brandy luckily stood up for herself and owned it. I mean, I wouldn't say stood up for herself, but she owned it. And she was like, no, it wasn't Leanne, it was me. However, if you go through that whole conversation, Carrie then apologizes for other behavior, saying Leanne got her, and like blames Leanne for the manipulation. But it's like, you are an adult. Like, so the girls want Brandy to blame Leanne, and then they're blaming Leanne for things that they said. So it's like, oh, I talked so much trash on you, but Leanne made me talk
trash.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, it's like, come on.
I was provoked. They didn't say provoked. They just said I was manipulated by her.
Yeah. And I was like, she got me. It's like, come on.
And I'm just looking at Carrie like, are you serious right now?
when Carrie said that, I kind of felt for her. Like, Leanne planted the seed there. I mean, because Leanne was kind of in the wrong too for saying, like, they're ruining our reputation.
But here's the thing though, like, if my friends, even if I'm like annoyed at them for something that they did, I'm not gonna say I can't be friends with them just because you said something negative. Like, then that's just me jumping on any bandwagon.
Yeah. That's what she was doing. She was jumping on the current bandwagon.
And that's the problem with her.
Yes, exactly.
And it has been ever since we first were introduced to her, you know,
agreed,
on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
She jumps on whatever bandwagon. Yeah. So you can't blame that on her. Mm-hmm. She said it. You added to it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, so I can't.
And she wasn't even accurate. She said, they're going to upset our standing in the charity world. I'm like, here we go, the charity world. Like, that was not even said, but okay. Yeah, no, I'm glad I'm not the only one that really annoyed by this, because it happens later in this episode, too. Piling on Leanne, it's exhausting. You mentioned the flashback, as you mentioned, Rachel, the reputation comment. So Stephanie feels like she has to choose between Leanne and the people that she doesn't like. And I was like, what does that mean? I guess that means Carrie. So it's like she has to either choose to be whoever Leanne is cool with or the other side.
I didn't buy that either. I felt like...
I mean, come on. Stephanie, how old are we? This is ridiculous.
Stephanie is really old enough and smart enough to be able to make her own decisions, as we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And for her to have come so far with standing on her own, this to me was a step back, Because at the end of the day, if you can stand on your own without Brandon, you definitely can stand on your own without Leanne, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so it's like, that made no sense.
Well, and the other thing is, Cameron is really good at this. Like, she still is friends with Carrie. I mean, I don't know if she's anymore, but she handles Carrie and Leanne. So it's just like, why can't...
You don't have to choose sides.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can be your own person and still be there for both. Mm-hmm. And that's the that whole, like, little crew right there, they can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
None of them can. If, even when they are bickering with each other, they cannot just stand on their own.
Yeah. That's what this show needs. Not that I want to pit someone against Leanne, but it would be very interesting if she had an equal on the show that headed up that side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That it would be a worthy fight. But I mean, if it's just them just turning the tables on Leanne with every conversation, I mean, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
You know, you have to find a better defense.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of tables, like at the table, there was a lot of symbolism there. It was like the three girls on one side, Brandy, Carrie, and Stephanie, and then Deandra, Leanne, and Cameron on one side. Mm-hmm. And so you could kind of just see the dynamic of like them just kind of going towards each other, you know, more like Cam and Deandra kind of kept shut,
right?
But you know, they were on the, like on their side.
That's just so weird you say that, because I feel like that speaks to Leanne and what kind of friend she is, like genuinely, because like you do have Deandra and Cam on one side, and they are friends of Leanne, they're loyal to her, but they're also friends with other. I mean, not Cameron necessarily, but Deandra's friends with everybody. Cameron's friends with Carrie. Why can these three girls not be, you know, friends with Leanne? I don't know. I just don't get it.
Yeah. I don't think they'll have... Like, even when she was here, she's like, I'll just never connect with Stephanie. That will always be the missing link.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she said that in the show, too. Like, I never had a chance with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said that at the table.
Yeah. So, yeah, Brandy then says, well, I really want to be honest, because Leanne really didn't want me to be friends with you again, Stephanie. And, you know, Carrie, she said that Carrie doesn't give two shits about me. So, you know, like, and of course they're like, oh my God, we love you. We love you. We love you. That's such a lie. That's such a lie. So now Brandy's questioning if Leanne was using her. And I was like, well, shouldn't
For
this be
what?
The other way around?
For yeah. what? Yeah. What would she gain? Like, at the end of the day, what would she gain really from that situation?
Well, an ally.
Yeah, because, I mean, Tiffany's gone. With Tiffany leaving the show this season, I feel like it really changed the dynamic of who is Leanne's friend. Unfortunately, Deandra kind of filled that spot of Tiffany. Speaking of which, she was on today's episode too, as well.
Yes.
Tiffany's been making a lot of appearances on this season for not being on the season.
Yeah,
I would prefer her to be on the season.
Me too, right?
I think it would have been even more interesting if she was on here.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It would have been an extra number. It's hard when there's an even number. It's three against three at all times.
Yeah, so they kind of. Like, I feel like they kind of need another person.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like, is there a reason why Tiffany's not on this season? Does
I'm
anyone
guessing
really
she
know?
Chose to be, maybe.
That's what they say. Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't know anything else. But yeah.
I heard that she chose to not be
okay,
back.
Okay, it was like her decision?
But I can't believe that they wouldn't bring her back, because I felt like she... brought it.
Yeah. I think it could be money. Sorry, I'm patched in, but Grant, you know a lot
could
about the
be
behind
money?
The scenes of reality production.
No, because this is a first season show, so I don't think they were like that deep into the contracts yet. You know what I mean? She said in an interview, she's like, maybe it was on the Morning Breath. I don't know if anyone listens to that ridiculous show, but
I just discovered it.
Yeah, me too.
Randomly.
Yeah,
too.
But so I think it was her that was saying, like, she really is what's shining her light, and she really does not want to be on the show, and she just felt like it was over. But they all say that. Well, like Heather Dubrow, same thing. Like, it's time for me
she
to move on and do other
back.
Things. Yeah.
She was invited only as a friend, though.
Yeah, but then she said, well, you know, I'm going to be doing other exciting projects. Like, they all release a statement.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you never really know.
But did she release a statement? I don't recall
not
reading
Tiffany.
A statement.
No.
Heather did, but Tiffany, I don't think she like released a statement per se, but I think she might have said it.
Okay.
You know, maybe to a publication and it got circulated or something.
Right.
I mean, she didn't have the greatest edit either last season. Like,
I
they
agree
made
on that.
Her
I was just
her
about
husband
to say that.
Look, made to look like jokes.
Yeah. And
that part, yeah. But I feel like she had a strong personality on the show, particularly as it kept going.
Yeah. But she wasn't Dallas. Yeah. I think that's what it comes down to, that they were living in here in L.A., and then they moved to Dallas, and now they're a part of Dallas society, when in reality it's like she would have been a better housewife.
He's Australian. It was
a
little bit
somewhere
of an odd
a different
setup,
setting.
That's true.
I can't really see her Beverly Hills status, or, you know, like, where would she fit within the Housewives franchise? I don't know.
OC.
But I don't
she
think
she could definitely
Dallas.
Go to OC and replace somebody on there.
Mm-hmm. So, Deandra has her meeting with Mama D.
Yeah, yo.
And, you know, she has to explain the missing of the main ingredient, L22, and it's not good. It's a very expensive mistake.
Yep.
What do you want to say?
I just like hearing Mama D talk. I just, like, I'm so intrigued by her. Like, I want her to have her own show.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I need more of her.
I need more of her.
At the office.
I think she's great.
Managing.
But I think it's interesting how she, you know, she gave her, Mama D gave Deandra, like, a lecture of, like, that's not good. You know, that's going to cost so much money. But here's the key to the business. Yeah. I thought that was a really weird transition.
No, I thought it was so like, nice.
I thought it was... I don't know.
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked it, too, because
I was happy for her.
Deandra
for
did blame... Like, she didn't put the blame on somebody else. She owned it as well.
Yeah.
She was like, it falls on me. Like, it's my bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really respect that, especially, like, in business. It's easy to blame the people below you. Oh, so-and-so did
it
this.
It
yeah. You know, but she took all the blame for it.
She did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Believe me, I know. At the bottom of the ladder, I know.
It happens all the time.
It's all me, yes.
Yeah. But then they got, like, emotional, which was cute. Like, how they did it was cute.
I loved
cute.
It. I loved every moment of that scene.
I really did too. Yeah. I was genuinely, like, so proud for her.
Yeah, I was happy. Don't get me wrong. I was, okay, like, oh, there's genuine tears. Like, oh, they're excited.
But
here's
I get what
key.
You're saying, though, because, I mean, based on, you know, D's strong personality and really strict sort of, like, we have to protect the business, it did seem kind of like, oh my God, that was fast.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying in that regard, but I kind of liked it because I was like, I just want Deandra to win.
Yeah, it was a good finale payoff.
I think I let it go.
Yeah.
It was because, a good finale payoff. Yeah, true. I feel like we needed to have some closure with that storyline.
Yeah.
And she still had the finger out in her daughter's face going, you're going to be more successful than me.
Yes, she said that.
Yes. Good. Good for her.
Were you thinking that she was going to give her the key to the business this season?
No. I actually wasn't. No. I was looking forward to that happening next season.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I didn't think I thought that was a little sooner than expected.
Yeah.
I was concerned at this point in the episode because Carrie says that Zuri is a mini Mark.
Oh my gosh.
And that's exactly what we don't need.
Is that a compliment?
No.
Now, $20,000 worth of Birkins or whatever was given out.
$8,000 for the wallet and $12,000 for the Birkin bag.
Yeah. For the cameras?
Ever,
for the show?
Did anybody ever watch Real Housewives of D.C.?
Yes.
And the Salahis? That's who they remind me of. They remind me of the Salahis. Like,
that's not a compliment.
Something.
I like that. I like that.
There's just something kind of fishy about everything that they do. The sex talk, the gift price tag talk, you know, it's very much reminds me of the Salahis. And if you haven't seen it, go watch, because it was actually, I thought it was good. I thought it was hilarious.
Okay.
But that's who they kind of remind me of. Like, they seem like pretenders a little bit.
Hmm. A little
but
bit,
I will tell you, though, that Zuri is cute.
I know.
She is
so adorable.
Yes.
More of her, less of Carrie.
Yeah. I love how she dropped the present walking towards her. She goes, oops.
Like, I really looked at her for the first time, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's adorable.
Yeah.
So Leanne, it's time for therapy with her mother. And she references these bathroom moments. And I was like, oh Lord, what is this?
Yeah.
Last season, there were a lot of bathroom moments.
And closed doors.
There were a lot of, toilet talk, too. So I was like, oh, what's this? But no, it was real. Like, you know, when her mother dropped her off at her grandparents' house, she begged her mom in the bathroom privately not to leave her. And she always felt very abandoned by this. And what she didn't realize was that her mother had cried and was very emotional from having to leave her daughter. But, you know, she was 19 and
19.
She got what she could do. That was the best she could do. I don't know why this was news to Leanne. I mean, you know, it's a fact that she was 19 when she started. But I'm sure, I know there's more to it. Especially because she said, I only saw her in the summertime. So that was like when she first gave birth to Leanne. But what happened over the years? Mm-hmm. Where, that, like the 9 years or whatever she said that she knew wasn't in her life.
Mm.
So like she said, like we're starting at ground zero. And I believe it. I believe these two have no relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? I hope they do now.
I hope so.
I hope we see more in season 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Leanne's engagement party begins, and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills music plays. Did you catch that? And I'm like, here we go. What happened here? So there's a they're drinking gold, another Housewives trope.
I love it.
There's cotton candy in with champs.
I love that.
Dying to try this.
Love
that. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, has anybody ever had that before?
No.
That's a thing? Like, you can do that?
I need that.
Does it
looks amazing.
And then the glitter? Didn't they say there was glitter in there, too? from the cotton candy, or they actually put glitter in? Did y'all catch that? The glitter?
I didn't know that.
Someone, oh, I like Cameron's like, oh, yeah, yeah, glitter. I'm like, ooh, I like glitter.
Yeah, like, this is related to it or something. Yeah.
Oh, finally we see Cameron.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering, though, I was thinking, I was like, why haven't we seen her? What would they show? Because we already saw the dog lunch. That was her only storyline. So it's like, what else would we have to catch up with her doing? So I guess it was okay that we got that little throwaway flashback of her with the dogs.
Yeah.
Right?
And, you know, she says she's doing well with it. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And last week we looked at those reviews, but she claims that a lot of those reviews were planted and mean and haters. Mm. And, you know, I thought about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, she doesn't have the best reviews on the show. A lot of people really don't care for her. So I wouldn't be surprised if some troll went on there and made a couple accounts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. I haven't perched. I don't own a dog, so I don't have
any. Well, the dogs are, like, fighting about it, so it must be good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good clip. That was a good flashback. Yeah. And speaking of Cameron, I know this is, like, really silly, but the way they edit it, I believe Carrie got there before Cameron.
Oh.
I screamed. I was, you know, they both bought presents, mm-hmm. and I realized, because how they showed it was Cameron got there first, right?
Yeah.
I really think it was Carrie, because the presents, Carrie's present was there when Cameron set hers down. Mm-hmm. And I even screenshot it, and I was like, wait, oh my gosh, I just found a whoopsie.
I love it.
I don't know, and I was curious, like, why did they do that? Like, are they trying to prove something? Like, does it matter when the sequence of them coming? Mm. But I know Carrie got there before, because Carrie's present was there by the
Interesting.
Time. I don't know why they would have done that. Guys.
I like Cameron and the way she describes things. I am blown away. Like, really? Is it that amazing? Brandy, Stephanie kind of had a weird, awkward exchange with Rich. Was that awkward for you? Like, she was like, oh, good for you. And he's like, I'm blind. Like, it was like a little bit of like a weird thing.
Yeah, I didn't
really
get it.
Not close.
I'm kind of curious why Travis wasn't with her.
Oh, yeah.
Why Travis wasn't with Stephanie? Is it like Where was he at?
Vegas.
This is when it gets hard for me, though, to believe that Carrie would go to this party. To believe that Stephanie would go to this party. Like, there's no way that they would go to something that's so intimate between her and her future husband. Like, it's not like she's having, like, a white party and she invites everybody she knows. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is very personal to Leanne. Why would someone like Stephanie even feel comfortable going to a party like this? Like, it's just hard for me to suspend my disbelief, but I get it. It's Housewives.
Mm-hmm. Because of the show, I wonder if I would have actually invited them to that event.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking in my mind, like, or do the producers say, no, everybody has to be here? Because I feel like because it is an intimate thing. Mm-hmm. It is like, this is our engagement party. Like, let's just have our close friends and family here.
Yeah,
and that could have been DeAndre and Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything would have still worked out very well for that scene.
Mm-hmm. Right? And that's so what Leanne was saying in studio. Like, she's like, that was an intimate thing. Because we even asked, like, is she invited? Are they invited to the wedding? And, you know, she kind of gave hints like, I want those who appreciate our relationship.
Yeah, she should. That's
and I feel like that's one of those things where it would have been okay to not have everybody there.
Yeah. And exactly. And then just focus the next day on the book.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
I agree with that.
Dr. True was there.
Oh my God.
I loved.
I was like, oh, of course Dr. True is there. Dr. True, what did he say? She said, like, yeah, he fixed me and then saved me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
that poor
God.
Guy, though.
He's so cute.
She was saying that his business was, like, hurt by that. That poor guy, he's probably still repairing his image. And Dallas.
Yeah.
Him. We like him here at AfterBuzz TV. Yeah. We'll give him an endorsement. Why not?
Dr. True.
So Carrie and Mark enter and, they're very clear. They're only there to support Rich. Like, they don't care about the bride. They don't give a shit. They're like, we only care about Rich, and this is why we're here, and we're going to let everybody know it. And then, like, Carrie, typical, very classy. He was like, oh, I wonder how many times she tried to take his life, probably in the doubles.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, really? Can you just, like, graciously take an invite from this woman? Like, please? I don't know. I mean, look, I'm clearly biased against Carrie at this point. I mean, I am. But this is my opinion.
This is my opinion. You've catched on by now.
Yeah, I'm not here to give you the 10 o'clock news. I mean, this is, like, what I'm viewing. I don't care for her. So they give a toast, and poor Heidi.
Do you, like, not want her to come back? Is that what you're
saying?
No, like,
she has to come back because someone has to fight with Leanne.
Here's the thing. Sometimes there can be characters, I'll say characters, because I think that that's how we really talk about them to people that are watching.
Totally.
We're talking about their characters that as we see them on the show.
Yes.
And you know, for the when they come here, we treat them as people because that's who they are. You know what I'm saying? So. Yes. I don't like her character on the show and how she portrays herself and her actions.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know her.
While sometimes you have to have those people you love to hate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, because that makes the discussion so much more, you know, tantalizing.
Yes.
And that's what it is.
Very well said. Yeah. Very well said.
I agree. So what else can we say? There was a toast, and poor Heidi got cut because she was standing next to DeAndre, and you know Heidi was probably going to give a speech. Now, I have to hear what she had to say for the end of the show, you know, but we just cut to DeAndre, who just was saying, you know, like how happy she is for them. And she
can I say something? This is something that really I feel like would add to these shows, well, some of them, because Atlanta does a great job with this, is including the friends.
Right.
Because the friends, they stir the pot.
Right?
And I feel like, you know, we could have gotten some great moments, mm-hmm. you know, had our good friend Heidi been a lot more involved in the season.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiffany, you know what I'm saying? It didn't have to be a full-time thing. It could have been that they were featured. They went on the trip. You know, Marie.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Those people add a little. I mean, and she's a good example. She added a lot of craziness to last season. And I think it's a good idea when you have those extra people in there to kind of add to the dynamic, you know?
Yeah. Put in a friend of who's somehow connected to Cameron because she could use a little bump.
Yeah, I agree to that. Mm-hmm. Is now Heidi friends with Cameron? Do you guys...
She talked about her when she was here. She said that, you know, she knows the family more than she knows Cameron. Apparently, that's what she...
The Westcott name.
Said. Yeah. So, she said, like, she's of the older generation. So, she's like, I know, like, Court's mother more than I know her.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, that makes sense to me. So, Brandy and Leanne get together at the engagement party. And Leanne says that Brandy was, like, the most forgiving. And she's so glad that she's in her life and sharing this moment with her. If only she knew how Brandy really feels about her. And, you know, she totally took the threat, you know, as a joke. But said it was still a threat that she wanted to slit her throat. If she turns on her.
God.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. You know, and these people take things too literally. But of course.
This whole death threat thing is like getting, like,
it's
at this point now, it's like, really, you know she's going to kill you.
Yeah, it's like, you know she's kidding, but at the same time, if it really offends people, why does she keep doing it?
But I have something to...
Yeah, I get that.
It's so ridiculous, though. How many times have you said you were going to kill somebody? I mean, maybe you don't, but I joke all the time. I'm like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, but there's a difference between I'm going to kill you and then, like, I'm going to slice your tiny throat. So like, how are you going to kill me?
Oh, my God. But see, such a good point,
but
though.
She did laugh after.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
And then leaves.
It's Sheila Carter on The Bold and the Beautiful. I don't know if anyone knows that reference.
Do you ever watch Vanderpump Rules?
Yes.
Stassi does it like that, too. And I think it's just, like, it's funny. It's, like, dramatic. It's funny. It's, you know... I don't know.
You have to choose how serious do you want to take things in life?
But how? Brandy's a joker herself. why can't you take it?
Yeah.
A dildo's funny, but you know.
Oh, yeah.
She's so... I don't get for one second that Brandy's afraid of Leanne.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I don't think so either. I really don't think so.
Never gotten that. No. You know, Stephanie could might... No, I don't get that either, actually.
Yeah.
So the brunch starts, and Leanne is Leanne's expecting a lot. Like, DeAndre's going to be busy. I don't know if she's going to have time to do anything with L22 because Leanne wants a pre-bachelorette time before the bachelorette party, going to the bachelorette party, then the bachelorette party, and then post-bachelorette party.
That's
going
to be me. I totally understand where she's coming from.
That's
with
too
that.
Much girl time. My God, that's crazy.
I feel like you were going to pass out at the altar.
Someone's gonna have to wheelchair me down. Like, can't move.
One night of partying with y'all, I felt like I was not gonna make it the next day.
Yeah.
Serious.
Hey, I keep going. I keep going. Just gotta keep it going.
Brandy tells Stephanie that Leanne threatened to slit her throat if she crosses her. Mm-hmm. And so Stephanie reacts, like, talk about, like, The Bold and the Beautiful, like a soap opera.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh my God. And behind her, there's this big sign that just says peace.
I didn't notice that.
I'm like, oh Lord, I love this show. So Stephanie, of course, feels that this is not okay, and it's controlling of Leanne. Anything to freaking slam Leanne. Like, you can't just say, like, oh really, that's ridiculous, but whatever, let's go. It's like, no, it's always like the worst case, like she's gonna commit murder.
Right.
I'm like, oh please. So Brandy says that she needs space from Leanne, but she's going to be classy and attend this brunch. Mm-hmm. So the brunch begins and everybody shows up, and Carrie wants credit for taking the high road. Again, she says she like loves like pat herself.
That was
this
the second
one.
Time she said that too in this episode. Yeah. Just the high road at the engagement party, and then it's all about taking the high road. I'm like,
very good. Okay. I'm glad you shut up to your obligation. so they all toast to Leanne, which is so phony. Like, I wouldn't want someone who I know is not Team Grant to toast me in anything, because I know it's with not good intention and there's negative energy in there. I don't need that. You know what I mean? Like, I know there's someone shady, some bitch that doesn't need to be there. You know what I mean? Like, it ruins it for me. Especially because it's a big thing. It's like her marriage. It's not like she's going out and buying a new Honda. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, this is a big thing. So, what am I right here? We're supposed to believe that all the girls... Oh, yeah, we're supposed to believe that all the girls are going to be a part of Leanne's wedding planning. Mm-hmm. Which is so fake. I mean, we know it's DeAndre and maybe Cameron. Like, maybe Cameron. Mm-hmm. So,
I wasn't expecting him to be just... the girls. I thought there was going to be a little more to this engagement party. I thought there was going to be more people.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was like a sit down.
Tiffany.
Yeah, exactly. This would have been a good point to have Tiffany there.
Yeah.
And
we're always pulling this Tiffany hand dry.
Oh my, anytime we can bring her in.
So they're like, oh, Carrie, are you going to help Leanne during this process? And she's like, I hope so. If she doesn't turn on me, I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, y'all can be friends until the wedding. It was just like, foreshadow.
So then Leanne's like, oh, well, I noticed that Rich and I both noticed that you and Mark, or maybe I think she said mainly Mark, was really uncomfortable. And I felt like saying, Leanne, I wonder why. I mean, you know. You know. But then she's like, well, Rich was upset for 2 days about the comments about his penis.
2 days.
Well, my husband's been upset over the comments for 2 years. You know, there's that carrying it, always with the besting. Always with the one-upmanship. But it's true. I mean, there's a difference.
Yeah,
you
and
know?
They did a good job with the flashbacks of how many times Leanne has called out Mark for multiple things.
Editing turned on her this episode.
Right? Yeah.
It totally
on her. I mean, they gave her... It's like they gave her the hero role, but they turned on her.
Yeah, right? It's like, yes, no, engagement. Totally. Your mom's in town. Yeah, yeah. And then, like, ooh. Right. Yeah.
I'm laughing so much. Every time they do the whole thing, like, he gets his dick sucked at the right. I laugh every time.
Every time.
I'm like, oh, there's the evidence. Showing the evidence. Yeah. Oh, Lord, what else? Leanne feels dismissed. By Carrie, and that she says that all the blow-ups are because of Carrie's hurtful comments. I guess. I don't know. But Carrie apologizes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, never mind. We said that. So Stephanie pipes up at this point, and she says that it's not fun being talked about and ridiculed, and that Stephanie does not trust Leanne. So, and they have no trust between one another, right. Apparently.
Newsflash.
Yes. This is why it's like, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Like, while this was a very good finale, like, nothing really changed that much. You know what I mean? Like, okay, so now Brandy, it's exposed that Brandy really doesn't care for Leanne. Like, okay. But I still was really into it, but it didn't
Which
really
is ironic
change
because,
anything.
Like, last episode, didn't she come in with this huge bouquet of flowers to Leanne? Like, birth like friendship. Yeah, I'm like, what?
Well, one conversation with Stephanie and Carrie, and
exactly.
Her whole life has changed.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. And Brandy really got at it. Like, she was using some profanity. She was halfway out off her seat, like, jumping at Leanne and, like...
I thought she was going to go Lisa Rinna for 1 second.
Right? Like, I was just going to go over that table.
It did make me laugh, though, when Leanne was trying to say, like, you know what? When you're not around me, she didn't want to say, I don't think of you, but she was
I know.
Couldn't find another way to say it. She's like, when you're not here, you know what? I don't think about you. But, you're right. I mean, Leanne denied everything Brandy said, and Brandy brings up the reputation comment at the boat. And, of course, Leanne denies it flat out. I never said that. She swears on her grandmother's Bible, but the flashback says otherwise.
That edit. I'm telling you.
Editing was just happy that day. Yeah. Like, oh my God, we found it.
I know. You know Team Carrie was really happy with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So, Brandy turns... what the hell is this? No, I'm sorry. Brandy turns... Oh, yeah, saying that Leanne... oh God, she steps in during weak moments to capitalize that and, like, you know, pull them apart.
Wait, so Leanne promised on the grandma's Bible. What did Brandy promise on again? She's like, I swear on... They're both, like, swearing on other things, like, to prove their point better than the other.
I don't know. You said it.
What she said was like, I thought it was like,
God, she says, God is my witness.
Yes. God is my witness. And then
you effing said it.
Yeah, you said it. And I swear on my granny's Bible. Like, oh my gosh, like, bring Jesus into this conversation. Yep. They all need some Jesus right now within that conversation.
My only thing was, Deandra must have been thinking about that L22 because I was just thinking, when are you going to step in and say something?
Yeah.
Because Cameron tried to chirp in something, which was so cute. But literal no one chirp. Really, okay.
What Birdie told you.
Yeah. Okay, exactly. Yeah. But it was a good one. But my thing was, like, I'm sitting here looking. I'm looking in the screen. I'm like, where is Deandra? Like, has Mama D showed up and she's more concerned about her? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
Where was she?
Mm-hmm.
And why, when Brandy runs out of the house, why are you chasing her?
Yeah, Deandra went after
Brandy. She just cursed your friend out. You can get out of my house now.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And then Deandra was like, she said she wasn't there. Her comment was like, I don't know what's going on, I wasn't there, but she was there in Mexico.
Yeah, that drove me crazy that Deandra was like, I know nothing. I'm like, you know plenty. Like, if Cameron knows, you know. You're Leanne's best friend.
Yeah.
Cameron knows, and you don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? I know she wasn't at the white party, but that, like, you know, not...
I don't agree with chasing... I'm sorry. I just want to say, I don't agree with chasing people down. Like, if they're going to make a choice to leave, then bye.
Yeah.
Right. You know? Like, and why are you chasing her? I can understand Stephanie and maybe Carrie chasing her because they came together or whatever. But Deandra, no, you should stay planted in your seat.
I think she did the right thing by chasing Brandy. That's her home, and I feel like in her mindset, it's like, I don't want people just storming out of my house for not knowing what they're standing. Like, why is she? Yeah. She didn't even know why she was really leaving. Right. And so that's why she came after her. I totally get that. I would have done that if anyone storms out of my house.
Was was Deandra there while they were fighting?
At the table?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah, Deandra's sitting right next to...
Okay, so they actually showed her there. Mm-hmm. Okay, because she didn't say anything, so I can't remember if she was even there.
Yeah. Good point, see? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She was she wasn't there.
Yeah.
L22?
L22 was in her mind.
Yeah.
So then Cameron says, well, you know, Carrie, it's ridiculous. Leanne isn't really going to kill you. And for the once, for this one who can't read a joke for the life of her, who doesn't figure out any of Glenn's humor, she got Leanne. So I was happy to see at least Leanne wasn't left at the table alone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so Deandra asks Carrie to write. Does she write these things down? How does she keep a record of all of this?
Yeah, I know. Carrie's like, no, I'm not writing a journal. These are my friends. And like,
I don't blame her for that.
Makes sense. I'm not going to write. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we all know what Leanne does.
Yeah.
She records herself.
Yeah, she told
us. Dun, 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 dun.
She records herself to, like, so she remembers.
Yeah. So the updates come across with the sinister music. D is still at the office, and the product launch through that, they say. Mm-hmm. Carrie is back at work 2 days a week. Cameron's sales are in the pink, whatever that means. Like, they got to do a little bit more with her storyline-wise, you know?
Yeah. That was the biggest thing for her this season, is like the Sparkle Dog, which is a nice little promo for her and the dog food, but... I need some more. Yeah. I need some more from Cameron.
Stephanie's still renovating. Brandy's trying for a baby. And, you know, like, this is what I mean. Like, I agree with you, Jesse. Like, there's no, like, substance to these. Yeah. Like, it's like, okay, sure, I could find out more if I go to realityt.com. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous. But this is what I didn't like. For Leanne, they said that she's in behavioral therapy now. And I'm like, can we please give this woman a break? Like, you've painted her out to look like a killer.
A psycho.
A psychopath. Like, can you please just say, like, Leanne is still in a good place and planning her wedding and throwing shade. You can put a little edge to it. But I mean, like, we're always having to make her out to be, like, after she gives us this great season, we're always making her out to be a disaster person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I felt bad for her in a way. You know, I am a Leanne loyalist, but in general, I would say, like, last year we just say, like, she's seeking anger management. Now we have to add, in addition to anger management, she has to do behavioral therapy. I'm like, all right, can we give this one a break? You know what I mean? I agree. Like, she's giving us good content, and mm-hmm. she's really, I mean, it's not like she's really going around, like, slashing tires, threatening children. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, kind of, she's not that bad.
She's just threatening the other housewives.
I just feel like they use that, though, like, as the, like, at some point, they're hoping to use that as a, we don't feel comfortable around her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I feel like that's what this is, that's what that really is. We just feel like our lives are being threatened. We don't feel comfortable around her. When the fact of the matter is, if she wasn't there, there would be nothing to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Brandy even said that, like, you, that Leanne, you purposely like to nitpick our flaws or our downfalls. Isn't that, like, Brandy said that and, like, use it against us. And, I mean, but that makes good TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that was so, it. I mean, good finale. It ends with the split. There's two groups, you know, Deandra continuing to pretend she doesn't know what's happening. Weird. Like,
I hope she doesn't go into the reunion.
I was just going to say that.
I can't wait for that amnesia. The reunion.
I know, me too.
It's supposed to be two parts, according to Stephanie. She said that. So I'm like, okay, I believe her. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to two parts of the show, and I'll be sad to see it go. So, anyway. I wish we could predict. Yeah. We don't have any footage or clips or anything of the reunion.
Not yet.
Yeah. So,
stay tuned.
Be good. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, let us know your thoughts in the episode below. Thank you for keeping up with us through all 12 weeks.
Woohoo! I mean, yes. 12 weeks of this.
Yes. I'm still looking at this one with this dick on his head. You're ready? I love the look. Oh, my God. We just see that cute little beagle of Leanne's.
Yeah, right?
Well, beagle. I brought that. No.
Well, you guys, please keep up with us. Support us on all these wonderful platforms.
Oh, you guys can also watch me on the Real Housewives of New Jersey panel, but otherwise, catch me on Instagram, Twitter, at DJ Richie Sky.
And you can find me all over social media at Athletic.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @Rach_Robillard. That's Robillard.
And I am breaking down this Kathy Griffin tape about the What's Happens Live and Harvey Levin on Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast. Yeah. So as episode number 73, if you want to check it out, we had a great co-host from the Reality Rundown podcast. Check it out, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. For all of us here at the Real Housewives of Dallas After Show, we'll be back with Reunion Part 1. Get ready. Get ready.
It's going to be good.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.